This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the BetRivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider. It's the Mike Francesa Podcast on the BetRivers Network.
Hello again, everybody. The Mike Francesa Podcast on the BetRivers Network, brought to you, of course, by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. Game one turned out to be a wild shootout at the Garden, and the Knicks survive, and that's the word, survive 121-117. And rather than tell you all the things the Knicks did right tonight, I'm going to tell you they have a lot of things they need to clean up before game two, because they are a very fortunate team to have come away with a win tonight, despite some of the amazing heroics and Iron Man performances from Hart, who played 48 minutes against a team that was going deep on its bench and put up 24 points and 13 rebounds and 8 assists. And the Villanova 3 scoring 33 of the 39 points in the fourth quarter. And Brunson scoring 21 of his 43 points in the fourth quarter. Dante hitting that enormous three that put them up and gave them the cushion they needed. But the Knicks did so many things poorly in this game tonight. They did not hammer the boards like we thought they would. They wound up with an 8-rebound advantage, but only one on the offensive glass. They did not have the advantage that they thought they'd have, or everybody, including me, thought they'd have on the glass tonight. They turned the ball over repeatedly, and their end-of-game turnovers were frightful. I mean, if not for a questionable call. Now, listen, Turner was moving on the screen. He was moving. But getting that call with a couple of seconds left in the game is hard to fathom that you're going to get that call, and that turned the game around. I mean, this is a game that Indiana could have won 18 different ways from Tuesday and didn't win, and it has to be sick that they didn't win it, because their game plan was terrific. They were going to use their bench. They played 9 players early. They got everybody in the game. They got some enormous bench scoring tonight. I mean, the bench scoring was unbelievable. The Knick bench got outscored tonight. Are you ready? 46-3. 46-3. They got outscored on the bench tonight. Why? Because they played Iron Men. They didn't go to McBride after he didn't get in the game early. Indiana made it very difficult on the Knick guards because they made it that they had someone to guard. They decided, you know what? We are going to make Brunson play both ends of the floor. He did. He wound up scoring 21 points in the second half, 14 for 14 from the foul line, hitting clutch basket after clutch basket. But McConnell talked about him being a pain in the neck in this series. 18 points in 22 minutes. Obi Toppin, 12 points in just 19 minutes. Shepard and Jackson, 8 points apiece off the bench, getting it from everywhere. I mean, it was a very, very smart Indiana game plan. We are going to spread them out. We are going to use our ball movement. We are going to push the pace, and we are going to use our depth, and we are going to attack their scorers and make them play both ends of the floor. And it was hard for the Knicks. The Knicks had a lot of trouble handling Turner, who killed them. He scored 23 points. Killed them in the pick and roll. Killed them when he posted up. Siakam posted up and hurt them in there. Knicks are going to have trouble in this series guarding these guys. There's no question about it, because they give you difficult people to guard. Dante can handle Halliburton, but who's going to handle McConnell? And McConnell's going to come in, and he comes in and he plays both ends of the floor. He picks up Brunson full court, and he drives the ball on him relentlessly. They got their ball movement was sensational. I mean, Indiana had an amazing 32 assists and 7 turnovers. Their ball handling was superb. They pressured the Knicks. And look at how many times the Knicks turned the ball over. I mean, the Knicks could have won this game comfortably in the last minute, except they turned the ball over. Hart turned it over. Then Brunson turned it over. Then Brunson turned it over. Then they turned it over again. They turned it over on the sideline twice. They got a break when it went off his leg out of bounds. I mean, they gave the game away so many times. Their ball handling was awful, awful. And they have so many things to clean up in this game. They are going to have to utilize more players. I know, I understand that he doesn't want to do that. I understand Tibbs doesn't want to expand his rotation at all, but it's going to be hard to keep doing this game after game. I mean, what you ask these guys to do tonight is just remarkable. I mean, Brunson played 43 minutes. Dante played 43 minutes. OG played 42 minutes. Hart played 48 minutes tonight. And even Hartenstein played 36 minutes. I mean, these guys played insane minutes in an up-and-down game and just had to stay with it relentlessly. And their energy level and their ability in the fourth quarter was unbelievable. And they hit enough clutch baskets between Brunson getting to the foul line and scoring, hitting his big shots down the stretch, the big, big Dante three, some of Hart's heroics near the basket, some steals from OG, who made, you know, who had 13 points and 9 rebounds and got some key steals and made some big plays. Really a remarkable testament to their toughness and to the Iron Man quality of these guys on the Knicks. But it is a lot to ask. And what I come away with in game one was the Knicks have to make some adjustments in this series, or this series is going to be harder than I thought it was. Now, is Indiana in that locker room thinking they could have won this game? Absolutely. Are they thinking they should have won this game? Probably. Not that the Knicks didn't make shots when they had to. They did. Not that the Knicks couldn't score. Listen, Indiana's not a good defensive team. We know that. You can take the ball to the basket on them. You're going to get shots on them. You're going to get to the foul line on them. That's some of the things they do. They gave up 39 points in the fourth quarter. Okay, these are going to probably be high-scoring games with these teams. That's the way Indiana plays. And Indiana wants to go up and down the floor. We know that. And they made some bonehead plays. That late foul on Brunson before the ball's inbounded. I mean, how dumb is that? You're now taking the game and turning it into a two-possession game. You have no chance then. Silly stuff like that. If you look at the turn of play and then the hook on Brunson, you're saying, what is Indiana thinking? But I could give you what is the Knicks thinking 20 different times in this game tonight. You've heard me say many times the biggest adjustments in these games are between games 1 and 2. Game 2 in this series is Wednesday night in the Garden. So, and game 3 is Friday night. So you don't have a lot of time in between games here. If you look at this game, okay? If you look at this game, realistically, you have to say that if I'm Indiana, I like my game plan. I like what I did tonight. I negated their big advantage on the boards. My offensive prowess, my guys' athletic ability, their ability to spread the floor, move the ball quickly, keep the ball moving, 32 assists on their baskets, just 7 turnovers, and a couple of them late, because they only had 3 turnovers midway through the fourth quarter in the game. And down the stretch, I mean, let's be honest, Brunson was unstoppable. He scored 21 points in the fourth quarter. And no matter what they did, he got to the line or he found a way to put the ball in the basket. I mean, another 40 point. When you realize what he has done since game three of the Philly series, it ranks with the likes of Jordan, Bernard King, Jerry West. You're putting him in the rarefied air. 14 of 26 from the floor. Only made 1 3. It was a huge one. 14 of 14 from the foul line. Yeah, he turned the ball over, and Hart turned the ball over. But that's what they do. They have the ball. They're trying to make plays. They're trying to get the ball to Brunson in a good spot in the offense. Now, I think the Knicks in the next game have got to get Robinson into the game more. I want to see them put the bigs on Siakam more and put one of the smaller players, either Hart or OG, on Turner. Turner will not hurt you inside. Okay? I think the Knicks have got to do a lot better job of communicating in how they want to play these pick and rolls. And you know what? I'd like to see them stay at home a lot more with their defense. I really would. I'd like to see them try to turn this into much more of a half court, be instead of sending everybody to the offensive glass all the time, try to get some more floor balance on them because they're trying to leak out and get an easy basket in transition. Try to turn this in game two into much more of a half court game, which will favor the Knicks and will also give their key guys who are going to log all these minutes more time to just take it easy than they're getting in this game. Because they're asking their guys to play insane minutes. And you know what Carlisle's saying is, hey, we're going to make their guys who are on the floor all this time play defense every play. Make Brunson play defense every play. And let's be honest, McConnell drove them crazy tonight. He drove them absolutely crazy. You know, when you got a backup point guard comes off the bench and gets 18 points, that's a killer. I mean, that is a killer. He went 9 for 16 from the floor, and most of them were layups. They got in the paint tonight for a lot of baskets. They got post-ups. They got easy baskets. They assaulted the rim. They even got some offensive rebounds. They put home some dunks. I mean, they got active play. They didn't get a big game out of Halliburton, who's hurting a little bit. You know, he had a very quiet game and a very quiet second half. But they did get an enormous game out of McConnell, and they got good play out of four guys off the bench who combined for 46 points. Well, the Knicks got 3 points off the bench. I mean, the Knicks, look what they get. They get 43 from Brunson. They get 25 from Dante. They get 24 from Hart. That's 92 points out of the three players. That's the whole shooting match tonight. That's the whole shooting match tonight. Dante finishing with 5 threes and hitting that huge basket. Hart giving you what he gives you all the time. So much effort, so much toughness, so much heart. I mean, it's amazing. He gets 4 offensive rebounds, Knicks win. Tonight, 4 offensive rebounds, Knicks win. But Knicks have to, if you're a Knicks fan and you're leaving that building, you're a Knicks fan, you're in your car right now, you're a Knicks fan and you're just home right now, or wherever you are listening to this, you know that they got lucky and stole one tonight. This could have easily been one down, get ready for game two, and a lot of changes and adjustments that need to be made. Now, take advantage of the fact that you got the win in the first game and make those adjustments. Make the moves. Turn this into more of a half-court game. Stay at home more on the primary defender. Make the adjustments on who's going to guard whom in the big spots. How you're going to deal with Turner especially. Because we talked about Turner being a problem. And he was a royal problem tonight. They scored a lot of points in the paint. They got a lot of easy baskets. And they played very, very open and very aggressively defensively, offensively. They don't play a lot of defense. You're going to get what you want against them for the most part. The one thing they did do is they did force the Knicks into some ugly turnovers down in the late stages of that game. Ugly turnovers. Turnovers that can't happen at the end of these games if you want to win playoff games. You got to be better with the basketball. The one thing the Knicks did do was hit their free throws. Led by, of course, the fact that their star went 14 of 14 on the foul line. I mean, that's what got you home. So, it's a game that you count your blessing when you get it. You count your blessing and you say, let's get and make the adjustments. Let's react to this game like we lost game one. Let's make the changes we need to make as a team here. From a coaching standpoint, from a player standpoint. Let's make the adjustments here in game two at home before we go to Indiana. Because Indiana's thinking, hey, we let one get away, but we dictated terms of how this game was going to be played tonight. And they did. This game was played on Indiana's terms for too long this evening. It's got to be played more on the Knicks' terms. And it wasn't. And that has got to change for game two. And he has got to give his bench more of a chance to perform in this thing, because it's too hard to beat 9 with 5 every night. It's just very difficult to do. Even when you got a couple of iron men, and they do have a couple of iron men. But hey, you put your head on a pillow tonight and say, hey, got one. That maybe could have easily wound up in the other column. Doesn't matter. It's a win. Now build on it and do the things that have to be done in game two. The playoffs are about adjusting. They're about making the changes. You saw what they did. They are going to play that way in game two. The only thing I think they will change is how they attack Brunson in the half court. They're probably going to try to go bigger on him, and they're probably going to try and go more double teams on him than they went in this evening. And other than that, I think they got to feel very confident with how they played the game offensively. They expect a better game out of their star point guard, who hopefully his back spasms are better. He didn't have his game, but their backup gave him a great game tonight, so that compensated for it. So you take a deep breath, and you say Knicks got the first one. Wasn't easy, wasn't pretty, but you'll take it. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Mike Francesa podcast on the Bet Rivers Network.